Finally today, singer Susana Baca has long been known as an ambassador of Afro-Peruvian music. Earlier this year, though, she was asked to represent her country in a more official way. In July, Baca was sworn in as Peru's Minister of Culture. She's also her country's first black cabinet member. Reporter Marissa Neff met Susana Baca recently in San Francisco.
The song that first brought Susana Baca international attention was her version of Maria Londo, a melancholy track about the travails of a black woman laborer. La madrugada está ya como una estatua, como una estatua de alas que se dispersan por la ciudad. Susana Baca says she's struggled all of her life because of the color of her skin.
Sí, he sufrido racismo. He sufrido el hecho de que...
Yes, I suffered because of racism. It's a simple fact. I had to fight to get to a position of influence. And even in today's Peru, there is discrimination towards indigenous and African people. They are still marginalized.
Black Peruvians make up a tenth of the population there. For centuries, racism has been pervasive. But in 2009, it seemed things were beginning to change. Then-President Alan Garcia and various high-level officials made a series of formal apologies to Peruvians of African origin for how they've been treated. The current president, Ollanta Humala, took things a step further. He named Baca to take over Peru's culture portfolio. It's not as high-profile, perhaps, as, say, Minister of Foreign Affairs, but Baca says she accepted because she supports Humala's approach to Peru's underrepresented people.
La cosa principal de su programa político.
The new president's central principle is inclusion. Indigenous and marginalized people have the possibility of being treated as equals for the first time in Peru's history.
For years, Susana Baca and her husband have run the Black Continuum Institute. It's an organization devoted to educating Black Peruvians about their culture. And it's her work with the Institute that positioned Baca to be a new part of the cabinet. The multiple challenges of Baca's new job have made her wonder about countries that don't have a minister of culture to oversee and foster their cultural riches.
It's very strange to me that the United States doesn't have a minister of culture. We have to take care of our heritage and our history. That's the responsibility of a minister of culture.
Baca says she wishes she could eliminate poverty in her country. Short of that, she'll have to figure out how to balance the roles of artist and politician. It won't be easy, but at least she can look toward a recent precedent. Brazil's famed singer Gilberto Gil served as his country's minister of culture from 2003 to 2008.
Entonces yo le digo... ¿Cómo te va?
Baca says she asked Gil about his experience, and he said he had no regrets about his time as culture minister. And with global tour dates still dotting Baca's calendar, she has no intention of being tied to a desk. Baca's latest CD, Afro Diaspora, was released mere weeks before she took office. The music seeks to knock down the borders between Peru and the rest of Latin America. It's a familiar role for Baca, and one that she intends to continue in her new post, with characteristic strength and grace. For the world, I'm Marissa Neff.
Peruvian Minister of Culture Susana Baca ends our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.